Historian, Controllable Chinese Coronavirus Pandemic and Unnecessary Pandemonium. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on May 5, 2020. Professor John Rao of St. John's University in New York City has come out swinging against the fraudulent experts who counseled the shuttering of the world for the sake of creating an antiseptic, barren, soulless world unfit for human beings to live in. In his May 4 message, the Oxford-educated Dr. Rao writes that a controllable pandemic has been transformed into a totally unnecessary pandemonium, allowing a painfully hollow modern society to titillate itself with the feel of living through the bubonic plague without actually doing so. I do not feel competent to discuss the initial cause of a disease that has affected the entire globe, nor would I in any way wish to minimize the real suffering and loss that this malady has entailed for many people, Rao acknowledges. That being said, the reasoning man does not have to be an expert in a given field to be able to make a competent judgment regarding whether he is dealing with leaders whose advice he should heed or reject as fraudulent, he notes. When experts tell young or otherwise healthy persons that they are in the same condition as the weakest of the elderly or the already ill, when they say that in order to protect itself the vast mass of the population has to abandon its livelihood, the well-being of its country, the cultural life of its civilization, and the tools required for its eternal salvation, they must be dismissed for what they actually are, quacks, he writes. According to Rao, today we find ourselves at the mercy of well-educated, possibly well-meaning, but ultimately highly dangerous and arrogant guides of this sort. These masters of them that know are pressing us to destroy everything that we hold dear for the sake of creating an antiseptic, barren, soulless world unfit for human beings to live in, and die in, with dignity, he contends. For their part, the media have whipped the world into a state of mass hysteria and terrorized paralysis accompanied by a political establishment that permits the cowed masses to venture forth from their cells only under the condition of donning the current yellow Star of David, the face mask. The apparatchiks of the wretched new normal have popularized a fresh farewell greeting that one encounters everywhere when venturing forth wearing the mask of oppression, stay safe. If we retreat into our castles, it should only be to steel ourselves spiritually and intellectually to muster the courage needed to contradict the arrogant but confident authorities mandating the new normal, he concludes. Follow it, Williams Rome.